have a question for Lou.
The hot water faucet, we get that sound.
Maybe a concern.
I'm fearing black mold like a huge hairy armpit.
Or maybe you've got a bunch.
I could think of a million things to ask you, but I'm going to limit it to one thing today.
Just give us a call. He's all yours.
I'm sorry, we're completely out of time.
Here he is now, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Happy 4th of July weekend afterwards. Is that how we would describe it?
July 6th works, too.
Happy July 6th. Thank you. Good morning. This hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by Dykstra Home Services, by Ace Hardware, and by the Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Company. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jen DeSalvo, good morning to you. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning. She's not at her desk. I can see her.
Oh, she just walked away. Sorry. Well, good morning, Jen.
But I know that she says good morning.
She says good morning. There
she's
we go. And
it.
Good morning to Joe Brand.
Good morning.
And
Lou.
Luna the dog. No, Luna the dog. I didn't realize that Luna the dog took a whole life of its own. So.
I just watched the video. You were right. Well, Luna the dog first went to the treats that were in front of the
Toronto
Raptors.
Oh, he posted a video.
He did. And then the Luna the dog finished the whole treat serving of the Clippers.
There you go. I mean, if he's smart, he'll send it to like ESPN or something like that.
That's a good idea.
Right? So make that happen. Anyway, nice to have you all here. Lindsay, good morning to you. Bob Ferguson, thanks for pushing all the buttons this morning. How was your fourth, Linz?
It was wonderful. It was sparkly and bright and full of fireworks.
You and I were talking earlier about the fact that your husband is a big, he loves the fireworks.
He does. He likes, he turns into a little pyro around this time of year. It's like 10 a.m. and he's out there with the Roman candles. Honey, look, I just got to try it out. I'm just testing it to make sure. He's like trying to get the perfect show set up for the evening.
I love watching them, but I don't love shooting them off or whatever. I'm just amazed at how much money. This is what I want to do. You know, you drive by all these places. I mean, even, you know, on WGN, you hear all these places you can go buy these fireworks. Joe Brand, are you a fireworks shooter-offer?
I do enjoy shooting off fireworks.
You do?
I do.
And have you ever gone to one of those crazy places where they sell all the stuff?
One of my, like, favorite 4th of July memories is my dad and my aunt. We drove over the border at, like, I don't know, midnight on the 2nd of July, and we bought $600 worth of fireworks.
So it's, I mean, that's the thing. I'm always amazed at how much money people spend, right? Mm. And my understanding is you can buy these giant, like, boxes that you literally light at one end, and then everything just goes off like a show, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see people, they light it and they run, you know, because they're like, I mean, that's the thing is, like, when you're taking cover, then that is not a good thing, right? Run away!
Well, and just sometimes you just light them, and then, like you say, you run away. You can't even see it because you're just running for your life in the opposite direction.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, the money thing is interesting to me because you're right. Like, we certainly didn't. I mean, we didn't spend $600 on them, but the people that do, well, it's like, why would you do that when you can just look, turn around and look at all of the fireworks going
They're
on?
They're all going on for free.
Sure. Hey, turn over there. Look over there. Right, exactly.
Well, it's because of all the crazy deals there are. You know, you buy one, you get three free. And then before
you
know
it. Oh, you love a coupon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now I bet everything's super cheap.
Very true.
Yeah, the fireworks will be going off in the next couple of weeks for sure, which would be great.
Just turn around.
All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Let's start this morning in Arlington Heights, where Jerry is on the line. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I'm well. How can I help you, sir?
Okay, I got two American Standard toilets underneath the rim where the jets are and everything that the water comes out. Yep. I got mold growing on both toilets. I never had this before, and it just started this year.
Do you use your air conditioner?
Yes.
Like your central air all the time? And have you noticed that the toilets are sweaty?
No, they're not.
They're not. Okay. I mean, there's been a lot with the heat and humidity and the cold water. There's been a lot of that going on with commodes and whatnot that I've heard about. And so here's what I would do. I wouldn't worry about it. I would take a... And the toilets are flushing fine, right, Jerry? That's not a problem?
No problems. I've used bleach. I've tried just about everything.
But when you use bleach, does it clean it up?
It comes back again.
But it does clean it?
Yes, to a certain extent.
Okay. I want you to go to the hardware store today, and they're going to sell you a package of something called Hura Clean. Not Hurricane, but Hura Clean. Comes in a packet. You're going to open it up, and you're going to, before you go to bed tonight, you're going to pop it into the tank. And it's like Alka-Seltzer for your toilet tank.
Okay.
It's going to clean the toilet tank. In the morning, you're going to flush it. And I think you're getting residue coming in through a dirty tank that's causing that. It's probably not mold and mildew. It's just a discoloration in there. And I think you'll solve the problem by using that product.
Okay. We'll try that out, because like I said, I've tried brushes and everything else underneath, it still keeps coming back.
Yeah, it's a really interesting product, and it does a very nice job. So give that a shot, and I bet you'll solve the problem.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Back to your host of House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini, on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. House Smarts Radio here on WGN. Al is in Skokie. Al, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Very nice to talk to you.
You as well, sir. How can I help you?
I have a slate foyer where you come in the front door, and typically once a year I coat it with a slate sealer.
Sealer, okay.
And so where the normal traffic pattern is, that wears down to the slate, and off to the side it just builds up, and that's discolored. So I'd like to get that old slate sealer off of there. And I was wondering if I can use something like paint and varnish remover.
No. Here's what I want you to do. You're in Skokie, right? You got that good Skokie Ace hardware store right there on Oakton, right?
Oh, yeah. I was in there yesterday.
All right. Well, you're going back there today, and you're going to buy a three-step process from Lundmark. Okay.
Okay. Lundmark is what I normally use as a sealer, but they're
correct,
out of it. They don't have any Lundmark products there right now.
They don't? All right. Well, you tell Paul he needs to bring them in. They make a stripper. So you're going to strip it. You're going to clean it. And you're going to apply your sealer. And that stripper is going to take care of that buildup that you have there. And really, you know, the fact that you mentioned, Al, that you've been putting this on for years, you know, you get it literally, you know, it's like putting a coat of paint on almost, like, right? It builds up. And you need to get it all off and then go back and do it. And you'll see that it's going to look fantastic.
Good idea. I appreciate your help.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to talk with the folks at Granite Gold. I had a chance to talk to the president of it. He's been on the air before, but it's a really good story about their family. I love promoting family businesses and stuff that, you know, comes from a little beginning and then grows. And we'll share a conversation that we had a few weeks ago on that. Let's go to Kankakee, where Mike is on the line. Mike, good morning. You're on WGN.
Lou, I got a furnace air conditioning system that's probably pushing 22 years old.
Okay.
I use a 3M filter, and I try to change it every 3 months.
Okay.
And I know it's extra hot this week. My furnace system, air conditioning system, has been running for 3 to 4 hours without shutting off. Do you think the system's wore out, or what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's really tough with this kind of humidity and this heat and humidity. It's really hard for these systems to keep up. Now, what you just mentioned about the you know, keeping the filter clean, that's important. The other thing to keep in mind is the condensing unit on the outside. Have you hosed that down lately?
Every spring. Well, I try to every spring.
Yeah. So here's the thing. There's a lot of cottonwood that's been out there now. You know, we had a late, you know, the spring here was a funny one, right? It's super late because of all the rain. And I've noticed recently in the past few weeks, there's been a lot of cottonwood and debris in the air. And those condensing units absorb all that stuff. And I just had actually my sister-in-law, Nora, her place was having a problem with the AC. And I went there to check it out to make sure that the filter was clean and everything. Actually, she needed a part for it to get it to work. It was a capacitor that went bad, but her condensing unit was covered in debris, and I hosed that off. Now, that wasn't the problem of her system, but that could help as well. Now, is your system at its end? I mean, 22 years is, you know, you've gotten your money's worth out of it, but there's no reason that it shouldn't still work. Chances are you're using an old refrigerant with a 22-year-old system. You probably have R22 in there. And that, you know, the contractors keep saying, oh, they're going to get rid of R22. Well, that's not necessarily true. It's just going to be harder to come by, and it's a lot more expensive if you have a refrigerant leak. So, I mean, one of the things that can happen with older systems is they do develop leaks in the line set, and it could be that you're low on refrigerant. And, you know, if all of a sudden they come to you, Mike, and they say, look, I got to add this refrigerant, it's going to be $500 and this and that, then you have a decision you have to make of whether or not you put $500 in a 22-year-old system, or if the budget allows you, replace it.
Well, okay, thank you. There's major brands. You do suggest anything, new furnace? So what brand?
If you're going to do it, obviously you're going to replace the furnace and the AC all in one time. And, I mean, I think that when you go with brands like Carrier, Train, Lennox, Rheem, Bryant is actually a Carrier system with a different badge. So those are all really good brands. I'm more concerned, Mike, with the people you're going to have install it than I am with the equipment. It's somebody that sizes it properly. Don't be surprised if what you know, end up putting in there on the furnace side is a little bit smaller, but sizing it correctly is the key. You want to make sure that somebody's doing a load calculation, okay? And how old is your home, Mike?
48. 1948, right. Was built.
Right, small, so, you know, the problem... Yeah, so the problem with older homes is the ductwork is smaller. And so sizing the unit is really critical. And so when you're talking to different contractors, if they just come in and say, all right, we're going to throw in a ba-ba-doop-ba-dee-ba-da-ba-da, it's this much. You want somebody to come in and say, okay, let's see, we're going to do a load calculation. They're going to count the number of vents. They're going to look at the windows. They're going to look at the construction. I mean, it takes 10 minutes, but they're going to do that to make sure that they're just not plugging something in and saying, thank you, write me a check. So do your homework on the people you have coming to do the work.
Okay.
I don't know. Where are you in Kankakee?
Are you in the south? Listens to you.
Yeah. Are you? Thank you very much. Are you? Are you on the north end of Kankakee or the south end?
South end. South side. South side.
I don't know. You know, we have a sponsor, Dykstra Home Services. They're out of Tinley. They may come down there. I don't know, but call them and see if they'll give you an estimate. I mean, that's not too far from that.
Dykstra, D, right D. Yeah. Because you know Joe Gerard, we got a shop down here. Hey, sorry.
Oh, good. All right, my friend.
Thanks, Lou.
Thanks for calling, Mike. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate all you people down south there. You know, I used to drive through Kankakee on my way to Millikan University all the time. That was my stop in the car. I used to, you know, Lindsay, I was a pretty hip college student. There was a point where when I went to school for 2 years and then I worked for a year, I needed a car. And so I bought from a guy, a professor at DePaul University, mm-hmm. a 1964 Cadillac Coupe de Ville, two-door, black, mm-hmm. with red leather interior. Mm. This was a hot car. It was the size of the Queen Mary. I bought that car for $800, and I drove it back and forth down I-57 going there, and I would stop at the McDonald's at Kankakee, and I would, but back then, cheeseburgers were 35 cents. You love the cheeseburgers when you're pregnant. And I would always stop in Kankakee.
Huh.
Right next to, and I went to school with a kid from Moments.
Oh.
You ever been to Moments?
No.
Now, have you heard of Moments?
No. Yes, I have.
Really?
I feel like you've had every car in the history of cars.
Well, that Cadillac Coupe DeVille, let me tell you something. It's something I learned about my wife in that car, because my wife likes to stretch her legs out in the front seat. Okay. Like, that is the way you tell if a car is the right size. She's got a thing where she likes to stretch her legs out. And you couldn't touch the dashboard in that car because it was so big. It was such a giant car. It was great. We'll talk more car talk coming up after this. Quick break, and then we'll get to news.
Got a problem around your house? Call Lou. He's taking your calls till 10 right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Don't want to wait till the sun's sinking. We could
be feeling all right. I know you know what. Lindsay's favorite thing to do. Throwing you under the bus. You're not even paying attention. Said your favorite thing to do.
Hey, day drinking?
Hi.
Yeah, right. Day drinking. You know me.
I mean, never day drinking and driving. Just day drinking. A little cocktail here and there.
In bed by 9 is perfect for me.
Yeah, there is nothing better than going to bed early. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. In Michigan City is where Vincent is calling in from. Vincent, good morning. You're on WGN.
And Lou, you know, you brought back memories with the McDonald's and Kankakee. I used to really stop there when I go hunting at Iroquois County.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You'd go down there to Southern Illinois?
Right. Yeah, what, a little bit southeast of Kankakee.
Yeah.
Iroquois County Preserve there.
Hold on. I want to talk about hunting. What did you hunt down there?
Deer and pheasant.
Oh. That's good stuff. Those are good times right there.
It's a conservation area there that they open up the for deer hunting, and then they stock pheasants there that you can hunt.
Right. That's fun. Good stuff. Good times. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, there's a lot of nice exercise out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can I help you, sir?
Where the dog found a friendly or a special spot in the rug to do her business. I got rid of the rug, but it seemed to seep into the wooden floor. And now that it's hot, that ammonia smell is killing. And I've washed the floor and that stuff in it, but I can't seem to neutralize that ammonia.
All right. There is a product. It's a newer product that I've had a chance to use and try called Funk Away.
Spell that, please.
F-U-N-K.
Okay.
Away. A-W-A-Y. Okay. Funk Away. And what they call an OM complex that you can, and they make a spray, they make a gel. What I want you to do is buy the little pump sprayer. It's relatively new, so their distribution isn't huge, but you could go to their website, which I think is funkaway.com, and find a dealer network in there. There's some, you're in Michigan City, some Ace Hardware stores carry it. Spray that area and get it wet. I mean, like a good, you know.
Yeah,
I don't want you to drench it, but I want it to be, you can see that you sprayed it, okay? Let it sit there and let it get absorbed into the wood. And then the next day, spray it again. And I bet you solved the problem.
Yeah, I'll be over to Ace at 421 over there and try them.
Try them out.
Second thing I got is that micro ants. I mean, these things are so small, if they didn't move, it looked like just a particle of dust.
Yep. Where are you seeing them?
On my counter in the kitchen, and they got into the toaster crumb tray.
Yeah. So here's what I want you to do. When you head to the Ace there, they're also going to have a product called Taro Ant Bait Stations. Okay? T-E-R-R-O.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. Since I've been on the radio, I was never a good speller, but I'm still not, but I'm trying.
But I'm still not.
Every time Lindsay...
Because I've been in there asking for carrot.
Right. Here. And every time I start spelling something,
the phone is a little different.
Right, I know. And every time I start spelling something, Lindsay looks at me because she is a good speller, and she'd be like, she'll like give me that, like, no, that's the wrong letter. So Terro, T-E-R-R-O, and they make these little bait stations. Vincent. You're going to cut them open. Actually, now they made it better. You can snap it off. Put it right where you see them. Go ahead and put it on the counter. Put it down on the ground.
I tried to read ones like that.
No, no. Yeah, this is a better one. I'm telling you. And it takes it back to the colony.
Didn't do anything. I had them all over the floor. They just went right over on the basket.
Yeah. This one they'll go to, and you'll see more ants initially, but then in a couple of days you'll solve the problem.
Fantastic.
You're a good man.
You're a good crew. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Thank you very much for calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I like to spell words that I don't really know how to spell, but I'll try my best when we come back. Don't go away.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio and Lou Manfredini on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Anything you have going on in and around your home, from top to bottom, that I can help you with this post-4th of July weekend, I'm happy to do. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning. John Williams in today? Yes?
He is.
I saw the donuts.
I am.
That was the sure sign.
You saw me shoving the maple donut
giant
in my mouth.
Donut.
Is that what you're saying?
I do not have the donuts anymore. Well, actually, I never had the donuts. Even before Seattle Sutton, I didn't have the donuts, right?
I have the donuts.
Not really. Yeah. Well, you can do it because you're like skinny mini. Let's go to Cicero. Jay, you're welcome. Jay is on the line. Hey, Jay, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Lou, I've been told there's orange shellac on all the woodwork throughout my house. It's cracking and crazing and alligatoring. I want to make it nice. How do I do that?
Well, so it's an old finish that you have on there, right?
Right.
Polyurethane. Let's try something on one window. Do you have, it's on the windows and door frames and everything?
Windows, door frames, built-in China cabinet, palm molding.
All right, do we have one door frame or a window kind of in an out-of-the-way spot that we could try something as a test to see if it works?
No. Are you kidding me? It's all right out in the open. Yeah,
right out
in the open. We're not that lucky. Yeah.
All right, well, then we need to pick one that we're going to try, and we're going to buy a product called Howard's Restore a Finish.
Okay.
And you're going to get it in the neutral color, okay?
Gotcha.
The neutral, it's going to be coming I think it's a pint container, more than the pint. Maybe it's a quart. It's probably a quart. You're going to put that into a little container, an open container, and you're going to use quadruple zero steel wool, so 4-0 steel wool. Dip it inside there. Put a drop cloth down because you don't want to drip it anywhere, and you're going to need a good cotton rag. You're going to go with the grain, and it's going to help blend in that finish without having to refinish. Now, the thing is this, Jay, if you really bear down on this, you'll end up taking all the finish off. That's not what we're going for. We're trying to blend in the finish that you have with the grain, with the quadruple zero steel wool, wipe it with a rag. My guess is this is going to work, and you're going to be really pleased with the results. And, you'll buy one of these quarts first to try it out. And if it works, then you go buy more and you do the whole project. Yeah. And the one thing that I will tell you is it is a petroleum-based product. So you have to make sure that it's well ventilated. Open up some windows and move some, get some fresh air in there. If you're sensitive to that stuff, it might be worth wearing a mask, and you're definitely going to want to wear some rubber gloves.
Now, I've been told that mineral spirits or denatured alcohol, what are the two?
So this Howard's is a kind of a blend of all of that. It's in the category of what's called a wood amalgamator. to help break down the finish. I don't think that you'll be successful with the mineral spirits because the denatured alcohol will end up causing the wood to be blotchy. I would use this.
Oh, okay.
It's been the secret of the antique world forever, and it really does work.
All right, good enough. Thank you for your help.
You're a good man. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. In Chicago, Megan is on the line. Hey, Megan, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, St. Louis. My husband refers to you.
Good morning. How can I help you?
We had Permasil come out and fix a crack in our wall. And they used, you know, the cement solution to kind of patch it up after they fixed it. They got some of that cement on the carpet by the wall. I've tried calling them, haven't gotten a call back yet, wondering if there's anything we can do to kind of lift some of that up out of the carpet or if it's just a lost cause.
Is it kind of near the edge of the carpet?
Yes.
Okay. So when did they do the work?
They did the work on Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, you may be caught with the holiday, too. I don't know what there's, you know, with the 4th of July, but they should be getting back to you, hopefully. But in the meantime, what I would do with that cement, not a lost cause, let's get some, let me think about this. You've got, what color is the carpeting?
It's like a beige, like a tan beige.
Okay. Let's take a, what we want to do is we want to have the carpet, right in that area. It's kind of funny. Here you had them fix a crack to get rid of the water. I want you to put more water. I want you to take a cup of water and flood the carpet right there.
Okay.
Warm water. What I want that carpeting to absorb the water to help release the concrete. And then let it, douse it with a cup of warm water. Let it sit there for, I don't know, 5 minutes. Then take a little nylon brush and brush the carpeting. Don't scrub it, brush it, and see if we can get the residue off of there. My guess is, and I would do that like when you hang up with me, because the longer we wait, the more it's going to embed.
Got it.
Okay, and then worst case scenario, if it doesn't come off, I mean, if it's in a really noticeable spot, what can happen? Is it a pile carpet or is it a low carpet? What is it?
It's a lower carpet.
Okay. So one of the, you know, worst case scenario is that area could be cut out, and then we could take another area of the carpeting that's under a couch or in a closet or something and cut that same circle or wedge and put it back in there, and you wouldn't even know it's there.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Try this warm water. Don't scrub. Brush.
You got it.
Capiche?
Capiche.
Thank you for calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Lake Villa, where Bob is on the line. Bob, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. We put in a new marble countertop, and we have been advised by relatives and friends that it was a really bad move because it stains so easily. So now I'm paranoid about sealing it. I got some sealer from Laticrete, I guess it is. Premium sealer, and I tried to double seal it, and it just beads up on the surface, which indicates to me it's probably already sealed.
Correct.
But I still want to double, triple seal it, and I'm trying to come up with an idea. What do you think about using something like new finish car wax type stuff? I mean, if you want to seal your car paint, you put that stuff on, it works great.
Yeah,
you think that would be
a
good idea?
No, and I also don't want you to what I don't want you to get in your head that like more sealer is better. You just want to seal. And so the thing is that if the water beads, it's sealed. Okay? So what I would tell you to do is take a little I realize it's a kitchen counter, but like in a corner, just take a teaspoon of water and just put a drip of water on there, you know, like the size of a quarter. If after 30 minutes it's still there, it's sealed. You're good to go. Okay. Marble in a kitchen is a tough one because it's such a porous thing. I don't want you to be freaked about it, but you know, in other words, are you a wine drinker?
Actually, it's in a bathroom and we don't drink wine.
Oh,
even in the bathroom.
Even in the bathroom, right. Well, if we were talking about Lindsay, no. Anyway, so The if it's in a bathroom, then the thing you really have to be careful with in there is personal care products. Okay, in other words, if you know hairspray or some kind of chemical that gets used in there, you just have to be cautious about where you leave that stuff on there, because that's where you can get a ring. Even to the point of, and then if you see it when it's sealed, it isn't like, oh my gosh, look at that mark. You'll be able to wipe it away. That's the whole point of the sealer. If you keep a relatively organized, clean house, it's not a big issue. What I would do is put in a pencil on your calendar that you have it sealed. It looks good. A year from now, reseal it. And with marble, it's an annual thing. That bead test is how you know if the sealer's holding up. If a year from now the water still beads, you're good to go. The fact that you're in a bathroom when you're washing your face or whatever, you're going to see the beading of the water. And you just got to stay on it. And in a bathroom, I have no problem with marble. Just stay after the sealer and you'll be fine.
Thank you so much. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to hold you personally responsible. Of course, you can
just
come out
remember, absolutely. Just remember to never call this phone number again. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate you calling. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
He's taking your calls till 10.
How can I help you, sir?
We're debating on putting in a tankless system. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Lou Manfredini.
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
I'm like Captain Obvious. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jen DeSalvo, are you still sitting there?
I am. I'm sorry. I ran off before and I heard you talking.
No, no, no. You run away and do whatever you want. You and I have never worked together.
We haven't.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have you here on Saturday mornings. Did you lose a bet?
I don't think so. I don't think I lost a bet. But no, yeah, I'm sitting.
Well, I have heard you throughout the weeks. I know you've been in with John Williams quite a bit and others, so it's nice to have you here on Saturday mornings. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the warm welcome.
Her morning and started off great. Did you ask her about her bike ride here this morning, Lou?
I did not. Did you ride your bike today?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I live in the city. I was coming down Irving Park Road about 5 a.m., and all of a sudden, a little friend runs up on the street. A city rat runs up in front of me, and I'm yelling at him, no, no. So he stopped, and I'm like, yes, not going to hit him. But as soon as my bike passes him, he runs in between my wheels. He gets caught in my back wheel. He gets flipped up in the air above me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm screaming like a horror film, and this rat is still in the air as I'm trying to get away from it. But, you know, with the inertia, it's like following me. This is all happening in slow motion, you know? He finally hits the ground, lands on all fours, and runs off as I'm screaming pretty much the next 7 miles to work.
Oh, my God. And I bet, like, that's the thing where, like, your body's tingling because you're just so freaked out.
I was so disgusted. I got here. I grabbed the hand sanitizer. Even though it didn't touch me or any of my belongings, I sanitized my arms, my legs.
You know, there's a shower in the back. We always joke about the shower here. That's one instance where I would have used it.
Has anyone been fired yet with the shower? That was my prediction when we were like, oh, we have showers. I'm like, oh, my God, someone's getting fired. No one got fired yet, right?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because a lot of people don't even realize that they're there, but yeah. I mean, if you go in there, somebody leaves their stuff.
That is an epic story for coming in, but
that was so gross.
I applaud your biking to work. I like that.
Well, thank you. You know, it's a holiday weekend. There's a lot of food to be eaten, and you need to do something to keep that at bay, right?
Oh, my gosh. You are so right. I've been doing the same thing. I've been biking like crazy, trying to keep up with all this brisket and ribs and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Thanks for joining us this morning on
Thank you.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Carol, who's on the line. Carol, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. I have a quick question for you. I was considering putting a fire table on my wood deck. I have a two-tier deck, and I wanted on the upstairs deck one of those wood table or those fire tables. Yes or no?
Like a propane, like one that runs on propane?
Exactly.
And you live in a single-family home?
It's a single-family home, but I haven't upstairs deck where I would sit out there more than go down to the patio.
That doesn't bother me because it's a controlled appliance. And so, you know, the flame, you know, a lot of times, like if you're in a condo building or something, they won't allow something like that. But if it's a contained space, you know, they typically are a metal appliance, and they're really no different than having a grill up there if you had it. It doesn't bother me, as long as you're keeping it in an area where you're not, you know, I want you to be at least 3 feet away from the railing or so. Is that possible?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. There's some really nice ones. I have to tell you, we have a little back patio at our house in Chicago, and we bought kind of a rectangular fire table to go by this little sectional we have on there. And it's great. Uh-huh. I mean, if it ever stops raining, it's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I really do like them.
Okay. Should I put something under it?
No, there's no need. The way that they work, the flame and everything, the flame source and everything is up high. And so typically, depending on the size that you buy, it's tall enough that the propane tank goes underneath it. Some of them actually have a drawer that you pull in and out. And and so you can get to the propane tank. So it's elevated. Everything's there. So there's no the heat rises. So you really get no, you know, transference coming down from the bottom whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like ceramic briquettes, I think.
Yeah. There's beautiful. I mean, there's glass beads that look really nice, and there's you know, lava rocks, whatever. There's a whole bunch of them that you can find. It's a really nice selection that you can get from hardware stores, home centers, even places like Costco will have them, depending on the size that you want.
Okay. Well, that answers my question. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you calling, Carol. Thanks. Have a great weekend. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Anna is in Skokie. Anna, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, I was at my daughter's house. They're on vacation, and I dropped a cup on her marble countertop. I know you were talking about marble just a while ago, but I chipped the marble. The cup shattered, and there's a big gouge in her marble countertop. And I'm mortified.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, is there anything that I can do to fix that chip before they get home?
Do you have the chip?
Yes. It's a chip. And it's now white. It's a grayish marble, and now the counter, that chip, is white.
You mean the part that came, the part that came out?
Yes.
But can you put the piece back in?
No. No, it was it. No.
No. And we're sure that it's marble.
Oh yes. Because all of those things that you discussed with that last man that called about the marble, their son's water bottle had juice in it, and it etched. It's marble, very marble. Right. Yes.
Could we go with the story where we're like, you know what, honey, I never thought that marble was a good choice, and you should change the counter. Could we do that?
I don't all think right. that'll help.
Okay.
No.
So what? So and of course, it's right out in the middle.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. The if you were going to hire somebody to fix this, they would come in with a colored epoxy, and they would put that epoxy in that little chip, almost like, you know, if you were painting your nails and you have a chipped nail, right?
Yes.
And you'd kind of fill that in. So if we want to try and do this ourselves, let's think about this. What color is the counter?
It's a grayish.
Okay. Gray works. So there is a two-part epoxy that you can buy called JB Weld. And they make...
W-E-L-L?
W-E-L-D.
Okay.
I never anticipated that I would do so much spelling. And I know that it has a lot to do with, you know, hearing on the radio, but it's just, had I known, I would have done better in those spelling bees when I was in grade school. They used to line us up. I was the first one out. Spell dog. G-A. No, anyway. So J.B. Weld makes a five-minute epoxy that it comes in a tube, and there are two tubes in it. You're going to take the tip off, and you're going to put it in a little, like a paper plate. And you're going to squeeze it on there, and you're going to take a little paint stick, or like a, not a paint stick, a popsicle stick, and you're going to stir it. It actually is a gray color.
Okay.
Now, hear me out. It might not be the gray of there, but you could buy a little bit of, this is a little involved, but I want to tell you this because you can do this.
Well, my husband's listening on the other, on the radio in the other room. So he's going to be doing it.
What's his name? What's his name?
Tom. Tom.
Tom?
Yes.
Spell it.
T-O-M.
I just wanted somebody else to spell. Okay. So Tom is going to take this J.B. Weld. They make one in a clear, too. They make one in a white. You could add a little gray colorant to it that you can buy at the... There is a gray colorant that you use for concrete. You can get to the hardware store. It's a powder. And you're going to mix it in there a little bit. They even make a liquid and get to the right gray. You're going to do it a few times until you get the color right. Then take a little throwaway artist brush and kind of paint the epoxy in there just to blend it in. This is what somebody would do if you hired somebody, okay? Or there could be some gray caulking that might match it, which would be a little bit easier to try. Actually, back this up. I'm backing this up. Back it up, Tom. Okay. Stop. The J.B. Weld, I like it. That's more more probable. Buy a white squeeze tube of acrylic latex caulking by DAP. D-A-P.
Okay.
Gray colorant. Squeeze that into the paper plate. Add gray colorant to the white until we match the gray.
Okay.
Use your finger to blend it in, and then with a damp rag, blend it all in over the top, and don't touch it for 24 hours.
Okay.
That's as good as it's going to get, and if we don't like it, you can peel it away. If you do the epoxy, you're never getting it out. That's why I want Tom, T-O-M, to use the DAP, D-A-P, with the gray colorant, G-R-E-Y.
Okay. I'm laughing. I have one more question. If this doesn't work, I already called a marble person or a company, which they haven't gotten back to me. I left a message yesterday. Do you have a recommendation on someone that would come in? Because when they first put in the counter, I was emptying the dishwasher for my daughter, and I nicked the edge. So me and this marble counter do not get along. Do you have a recommendation for a company that I could drop your name and maybe they would come out?
Well, there is a company that we've talked to on the air before called Sun Gloss Marble. And this is what they do. They redo marble. And so you could probably call them, take a picture, and they could tell you, you know, it's not going to be an inexpensive thing because they got to get there. It's a small little thing, but they got to send somebody there. So you could call them.
Issues all over the counter.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they try that.
Okay. All
right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You got it.
Excellent.
Lou Manfredini, you too. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to Lou Manfredini. He's taking your calls live right here, right now on House Smarts Radio.
Buffalo Soldier,
so much energy.
I know.
He's dancing right now for those
of
you.
It's standing.
You can't see him. Got moves.
Crank this up a little bit. I want
Rasta.
To hear the
oy, oy, oy.
Please. That's the best part before we have to pay for it.
There he goes. Oh, you're tap dancing now. That's
everybody. Here we go. That's not it.
No.
Oh, it goes longer. Okay, never mind. Welcome back. 312-981. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, I got it. It's a little high for me this morning. Oi, oi, oi. Oi, oi, oi. Oi, oi. How, spell it. Can you spell it?
Oh,
let's go to Debbie, who's in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. Hey, Debbie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a black granite countertop and nice. In my kitchen, and unfortunately was using Wink and left it on the counter. Ooh. And now I have a beautiful
winky
round wink residue on my black granite countertop.
Oh, bummer. What were you using the wink on?
The bathtub.
Oh, wait, the countertop's in the kitchen?
I bought it from the store, the Ace Hardware in our town.
Good girl.
And brought it home, had it in the bag, left it on the countertop, putting away groceries and whatnot. And the wink must have leaked and left the residue on my countertop.
Oh, wait a minute. So it leaked through the bag, and the bag was touching the counter?
Yes.
Okay. And what have you done so far?
Very lightly sanded.
Ooh, sand?
Trying to sand out. Well,
No.
Oh, all right.
Don't do that. So you can't feel anything with your finger?
No. It's ingrained into the granite.
So what it did is it etched the stone.
Yep.
All right, let's try. Are you home now?
Nope. And this has been a while. It's been in there for a while because I just, like the other lady before me, it wasn't a good scene, let me tell you.
I bet it wasn't. Yeah, it's like you're in denial. Okay, here's what I want you to try just as a test. When you get back there, I want you to take a little olive oil, and I want you to put it on a little paper towel, and I want you to just wipe over the countertop right then and there.
Okay.
If it disappears, like, oh my gosh, look at that. It blends right in with the olive oil there. That's a good thing, because then we're going to figure out a way to kind of bring it back to life. Then I want you to wipe that up. Our friends over at Granite Gold, who we're going to hear from a little bit later on, they make a countertop polish. And you're going to apply this polish over that ring, let it sit there for a little bit, and you're going to wipe it with a rag, and then you're going to end up putting, and I think that that'll probably help to blend it a little bit, and then you're going to put the polish over the whole top. It may not be perfect, Debbie, but it'll be better than what you have now.
Perfect.
Okay, so that's what I want you to try. Okay. Or, if all of a sudden that doesn't work, the little olive oil trick, that could work too.
It possibly. Okay,
and just
I will try
like
both of those.
Once a month, you put a little olive oil in there, you don't tell anybody.
Oh, very good. One more question, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I have a marble in our bathroom, and it's discoloring. Is that from water?
Yeah. It's a combination. Marble is such a soft material, and if you've never sealed it before, then it starts to stain it. Your only chance then is to do a three-step process from my friends over at Lundmark. They make a stripper, a cleaner, and a sealer. And use that to see if the color comes back. Otherwise, you got to, you know, get it professionally refinished. It's funny how we get the questions about a certain topic, and it just keeps people keep going, I have a marble top. I'm happy to answer that call. It's marble talk the whole rest of the half hour, so please call in. But marble is a beautiful stone, but it is a tough one, especially on horizontal surfaces. In my book, marble's only on a vertical surface at best. That's just my two cents. Hey, real quick, it's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. All right, Tom just scored a major trusted brand of vinyl flooring at a price you can't beat. This well-known maker with rigid core construction and a cork underlayment for a quieter, warmer floor is perfect for residential or commercial use. The collection has painted bevels for that ultra-realistic wood and stone looks in gorgeous colors and textures. All in stock right now. Why pay more for the exact same floor you can get at outlet pricing? It's the kind of insider info that makes it worthwhile to see what's new at Builder Supply Outlet. You know, there's WebMD for all those questions you have about your health. Well, for all the questions you have about your house, there's Lou. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you. No pills gonna
welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio. You're just having fun in there doing, like, what would you call that?
Well, I don't know
what that was. Yeah, you need to stand, too. You were dancing. You had the hands going. That's a good song. They don't make music like that anymore.
Make them like that anymore?
They do not. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You know, I had a chance when I was out. We were talking a lot about countertops and cleaning and such. And I had a chance to talk to the president of and founder of the folks at Granite Gold. And he's just a really good guy. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I like when, you know, kind of these ideas come out of nowhere and they turn into a nice big success story. And the fact that this company is being run by family members and they're making really good stuff. I like promoting and talking to you and sharing with you products that I think will really make a difference in your life. And that's what we've always tried to do here on House Smarts Radio and the Mr. Fix-It Show on WGN for all these years. So take a listen to our conversation that we had. I'm at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're sitting outside in the kind of the barbecue tiny house area. It's a beautiful sunny day. And joining me here under the media tent is Lenny Sciarrino, who is the president of Granite Gold. Lenny, nice to see you.
How you doing, Lou?
This is not too far for you, right? Coming from San Diego.
An hour flight. Can't complain.
That's not so bad. I think that anybody that listens to House Smarts Radio has heard Granite Gold. We've been talking about the products and a little bit of the history of your business. But I wanted today to talk really about that because one of the things that you and I, we've gotten to know each other over the years, have been pretty impressed with is the people that you meet at like a hardware show like this are a lot of family-run businesses, people that have worked together for a very long time. And your whole family, you know, there's roots in what you're doing today from your family. And that's what I wanted to explore today.
Sure. That's actually the fun part of telling the history and what we're doing. And, you know, when you go down the shell, down the store and you looked up and you see all these different granite cleaners, and you're wondering, who's behind it? And is it just another chemical company adding a granite cleaner to their line?
Right.
Where we're actually, you know, third generation fabricators, installers by trade. My grandfather came over from Sicily in the 1950s and got into the business. And my father followed him in that business. And my father still has his company out in San Diego installing countertops for 40 years.
Wow.
And my cousin, also named Lenny. There's two of us. Lenny Pellegrino. He used to work for my father, and he branched off and created a stone restoration company. So from my background of fabrication installation and Lenny's background of stone maintenance, we have kind of everything covered in all aspects of stone care.
Right.
And Lenny still has his business as well in restoration. Been around 30 years.
Wow.
So Granite Gold's been around 16 years this year. So when we say we're the stone care experts, really are.
Right. It really goes so far back. Okay, now let's go back 16 years ago. You and your cousin, right, are kind of, hey, we should put some stuff in a bottle so that we clean this. Right. Talk to me about, like, what that conversation was like.
You know, it was actually the first batch of Granite Gold. My cousin Lenny first mixed it up, and he made it for his own customer, like his own work that he was doing.
Okay.
There was nothing readily available, so he didn't like what was out there, so he started first messing with it, and then he brought it to me and said, hey, try this out. And we started testing it, and we would use it at the end of the job, and I mean, it was literally like a bottle with a piece of duct tape that said cleaner and one said polish, and we literally just used it for our own jobs, and then the customer was like, can you leave that behind? Can I have that? And especially once we put the polish on and they can just slide the bottle down the countertop. Right. That was kind of like the wow factor.
Right.
And it was just kind of a more of a light bulb moment where we thought we had something there. And we want to make the products readily available. A lot of times you had to go to a tile shop to
right.
to find a granite cleaner.
Right.
It wasn't readily available. So now you can go to any, you know, mass retailer, grocery store, hardware store, big box store, right. and get granite gold.
You know, one of the things that we talked about when we were here at the hardware show filming our TV show, House Smarts, and we went to the kind of that new inventor area, you know, where there are these small inventors who, you know, have come up with some great idea. And, you know, it's one thing to come up with the idea or the product that you guys came up to. I would imagine that the job of getting it onto a store shelf is kind of a monumental task.
Definitely. And there's, through our history, there's been some big moments when I think our first national count was Bed Bath & Beyond,
okay.
you know, in 2005, somewhere around there. And those big moments when you see your product on the shelf, it was a lot of high-fiving in the office on those days. But
that's exciting. I mean, but that's so exciting. You work so hard, and, you know, I've never been in a products business, but even as a contractor when I was building houses, you know, you get done building that first home or you do that first room addition and it all, you know, and it's ups and downs. But when you're done and you can stand back and look at it, gosh, that feeling of when you walk into a Bed Bath & Beyond that first time and saw your products on the shelf, that must have just been felt great.
It sure did. And to be honest, when we first started, we did a lot of home and garden shows. So I was just talking about earlier where we'd have this big cash register and we were just teaching about stone care and people
right.
were just buying the product. And I was doing a lot of road shows inside Costco's.
Right.
So you walk through Costco. I was there. It was a big.
The guy at the end.
Yeah.
I could buy a garage door, or I could get an HVAC system, or I could buy some granite cleaner.
No, I was right in the middle of the store.
Oh.
And I had a 6-foot cabinet with a piece of granite.
Right where I got my taste of chili?
Yes. Yes. People are sampling products over there, and I'm sliding bottles down pieces of granite.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was. A lot of fun, big moments.
Yeah,
it's been doing this, so it's been great.
All right, I love that history, and I really could talk about that all the time, but I don't have a ton of time on the show. One of the things that you've been talking about in your ads, that you know, the whole idea about cleaning the granite, polishing the granite, and then even the quartz product. You have a quartz bright product now for really the explosion of so many people using quartz. But the mistake that you say people are making is they are not sealing their granite, and they think that it's a huge hard thing to do. But you guys have simplified that.
Yes. So granite's very durable, very hard, but it still needs to be sealed. That's actually what protects the stone. So, you know, we have our water-based sealer, which is user-friendly, easy to use, biodegradable. And then I took it one step further because I wanted to make it convenient and easy. So I created the first sealer wipes. So it's, like I said, non-toxic. It's safe on your hands. And it's just open the pack, pull it, and you wipe it on there, and then you buff it dry with the cloth. We actually have some new cloth specifically for stone that you're going to see coming up here.
Okay.
Probably not even on the websites or anything yet, so this is a little teaser for it.
Right.
But you'll see one specifically for cleaning, specifically for polishing stone, and one specifically for applying sealer. So once you use our wipe and you put it on there, you just use this and you buff it out and you're done.
That's awesome.
It's easy.
It's awesome. GraniteGold.com is the website. You can go there to learn a whole bunch about stone care. You even have people that if they get in a bind or something happens, you guys are so kind at this point to answer emails when people send them. And I think what a great gift to be able to do that. That can be a daunting task sometime. I'm sure that they get there. But I only wish you guys continued success. You make some great stuff. And, you know, if you're looking, when you go on that shelf and you wonder who all these people are, there's really a family of people behind all this. And I think that's really important. It's nice to see you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And we're also doing a... free shipping on GraniteGold.com for your listeners.
Oh.
So the code is Lou.
I love that. It's, you know what we call that? A loop-on.
Yes, all lowercase, L-O-U, and expires at midnight.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, Lou. I appreciate it.
Good seeing you. Loop-on. Who doesn't love a loop-on? We have to, that is, where is all the salespeople that work here? They're all on away from the weekend. But here's the thing. We should, with all the sponsors here on WGN Radio, we should offer a loop-on, like an exclusive thing for people when they want to call in.
I like it.
Can you make that happen?
I can. I do. I have one for you right now. go to graniteguld.com.
Okay. And?
Lowercase Lou, free shipping till midnight tonight.
Sounds there you great. Go. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGM. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I listen sure. every Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I listen to it every Saturday morning.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. You're how-to.
Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give Lou a call. He's live taking your questions till 10 right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. John Williams coming your way at 10 o'clock this morning, so please stay tuned for John's Saturday show. Let's go to Orland Park, where Roger is on the line. Roger, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing, sir?
I am terrific. What's going on?
I'm looking to seal coat the driveway. It's an asphalt driveway.
Okay.
And my question is about, I'm going to have somebody, a company, come and do it. My question is, are they using, or what is the best thing to use for seal coating? Do most of these companies use stuff from big box stores, or is there a higher grade seal coat?
They probably
so what have you go. You know,
yeah, I mean, it all depends on the contractor that you choose. Most of the commercial guys, you know, that come in and do residential, they buy the stuff in bulk, and it's on a tank on the back of their truck.
Right,
and so I don't. You know, I don't necessarily know the brand that they use because they, you know, they're probably buying it, you know, from a big supplier where they go and fill it all up. Most of the time, it's you know, it's got an emulsifier in it, so it's got a little bit of a texture to it, and the quality of the product is pretty good. You know, it's this is what their business is, so they want it to last a little bit. I mean, from a standpoint of what you would buy out there residentially, is there's one company called Blackjack that I really like. There's a chance that that's what's in there. You could ask them when you're getting the bids from it. But I will tell you this. One of the things that if you're going to hire somebody to do this, or even if you were doing it yourself, the way to prolong that whole install, you know, so that it lasts as long as possible is you, before they get there, have to wash your driveway. And this is an easy thing to do, because what they're just going to do is they're going to sweep it off and they're going to, you know, fill any cracks and whatever, and then they're going to apply the sealer. But there's dirt and debris there when you sweep it off. So what I would say is take a broom and some dish soap. Not a lot, but just a little. And put it in a bucket, or literally squirt the dish soap, a little bit of it, on the driveway, and take a hose, get it wet, and scrub it. And then rinse it really well. And so then when they come in a week or so, that's nice and dry. You got rid of a lot of the grease and whatever that might be on the top, and little, you know, little oil residue, or, you know, drips from the trees or whatever it might be. Then they're going to blow it off. They'll blow it off. They'll put the sealer, the crack sealer in there, and seal it, and you'll get a better job. And it's just a question of just scrubbing it with a broom and then rinsing it really well, get all the soap residue off there. And really the one advantage we have now is it rains so darn much that that'll help clear it off as well.
Correct. Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great, Lou. Thank you very much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is the number. The Gene. No? Well, yes. How about Gene, the dancing machine.
Hi.
In Schaumburg. Hey, Gene.
Hi. I listen to you all the time, Lou, and I value your advice, and I need some help right now.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. I love hearing about your family, too, and the things that you do. That makes me feel very happy to listen to you. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So we have a basement that we've used for storage for about 20 years. And now we're ready to sell the house, but we need to clean up the basement. So what would you recommend to clean it? And should we paint the walls? Should we put carpeting down? What would make the house more sellable?
Well, I mean, I guess my question to you is, so it's an unfinished basement, and is it clean? Is it dry? Is it all of those things?
It's dry, but some people say there might be a little mold there, so I need some sort of cleaner to clean it before we do anything else.
I don't know that I would.
What would you recommend?
Yeah, I don't know that I would invest any money as far as carpeting and that kind of stuff. It's an unfinished basement, then keep it an unfinished basement. As far as if you've got a little mildew or mold buildup in areas, one of my go-to interior cleaners is a product called Concrobium. And they make a product called Concrobium Mold Cleaner and Mold Control. And you'd spray it on, let it dry, brush it off with a brush, and then spray it on again so you get residual value. You may want to use some, you know, if you have windows down there, open it up to get some fresh air down there so it doesn't have a musty smell. If it's a high humidity, you know, right now, then using a dehumidifier down there will be helpful, too, as far as how the house shows. And okay. When it comes to what's going to help you sell the home, you know, the whole idea of keeping up with the Joneses kind of goes into this, right? I mean, the one nice thing is there's not a lot on the market right now. So it really is still a seller's market. And then if you're in a nice area and you've maintained your home well and you have the same similar features that they're looking for in a neighborhood, in that particular neighborhood, then you should have success, hopefully pretty quickly. As far as if you're going to hire a realtor, you know, they'll have great advice. They have the ideas of what is helping homes to sell. And I would take their recommendations, you know, within reason.
Right.
Don't spend a ton of money like, oh, you need new carpeting and you need all that. I mean, it's you really have to assess what you're asking for the home and what you ultimately want to get out of there, and then make that decision from there.
Good. I really wanted to know what to clean it with. So I know we've been spelling all day today. How would you spell Concrobium?
Concrobium. C-O-N-C-R-O-B-I-U-M.
Okay. All right. I really thank
she's
you.
She's looking at me. She's looking at me, and she's nodding. She's nodding. She's going, okay. Yeah. Don't forget the U. Concrobium Mold Control. You can get it at Ace.
Okay, I will get it at my local Ace. So
perfect.
So do that, and then just do whatever the realtor
get some fresh air in there. Listen to the realtor and sell that home.
Got to move down. I've got this big house, and now the two of us just need a little ranch. So we need
good for
to
you. Good for you. Good luck.
Down.
I hope it all goes well, Gene. And I really appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
I got the glue off, but it took a little piece of the decorative there. So I took a black marker, and I filled it in, and only I think I would notice it. I don't think my husband will.
Is he still sleeping?
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you can match it in there, if you're the only one that knows there, spin the table around the other way.
Yeah.
Then he'll never know.
Yeah, you know what? See?
See, we help you out there, man.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I'm sexy, and I know it.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio. This hour of our show is sponsored by Dykstra Home Services and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
Still dancing.
An hour left, and I am dancing. I like this. Really
like
good
Ellen.
Music on this show. taller. Well, no, she's older than me. Taller version. Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Niles. Where Kathy is calling in. Hi, Kathy. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I am terrific. What's going on?
I'm interested in upgrading my flooring on my lower-level house, and I have a combination of carpet, tile, and laminate floor, and I'm looking for a seamless one-material look, and I'm looking for some recommendations. I've done some investigation on laminates and vinyl and bamboo and such, but really looking for a family-friendly and a budget-friendly option to consider.
Okay. And when you said the lower level, is this, are you in a raised ranch? Or what? Tell me about your home.
I'm in a two-story home. We had a second floor added on several years ago, which we have newer flooring there, but probably want to replace that at some point, too.
So the first floor, is it built? Do you have a basement below, or is it on a slab?
No, we're on a crawl space. So we've got living room, family room, kitchen, dining room on the main floor.
Okay. And then what's the overall goal in the house? Like if you look in a crystal ball, boy, we're going to be here for the next, what's that number?
Probably 10 to 15 years, I would guess, maximum.
Okay. With that kind of timeline, and when we're looking to get the most value out of a floor, I would highly recommend a real 3/4 inch wood floor for a couple of reasons. Well, a bunch of reasons, actually. One, it's the only renewable floor you're going to install. And when you put that floor down right now, on average, you're probably going to spend, you might spend 10 bucks a foot, maybe less, maybe seven. $7 to $10 a square foot to install it. You will spend the and so now we put it down, okay, 10 or 15 years from now, and now you got this beautiful floor, and you're enjoying it, and 10 or 15 years from now, when you go to sell the house, you're going to put down, oh, it's a lovely home in Niles, and it's near the blah, 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 and, you know, it's blah, blah, blah here, and it's got real hardwood flooring, and that is something that makes a listing sheet. If you put down a laminate floor or a luxury vinyl floor, which I like, you'll spend around the same amount of money. But in 15 years, you'll replace that floor before you go and sell. And so you'll spend that same money, if not more, because obviously the install is going to go higher. But now with the real wood floor, you're going to refinish it for anywhere from $2 to $3 a square foot, and it's going to look brand new. So for the money in a first floor application over a crawl space, that would be what I would do.
My concern with the hardwood is we have three pets in the house, one of which is an older dog who doesn't know inside from outside, and we're constantly doing cleanup. So I really hate to damage a wood floor.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. So, okay, well, then that goes, you know, that's helpful information. But the dog isn't going to be, I mean, no offense, but the dog's not going to be here 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Right? And so if we're making a decision based on the dog, you know, I mean, I would just, from a cost perspective, like I said, when you look into getting these flooring, you'll be surprised. I'm like, well, wait a minute, I could do a real wood floor. I promise you that the vinyl floor will look great and it'll be really nice. It's not going to make a listing sheet. They're not going to say close to the Brunswick zone and it has real vinyl flooring. See how I worked in the Niles thing?
Yes, that was very smooth, very good. So,
okay.
If I'm looking at hardwood or wood flooring, is there a particular material that you have experience with that is a longer wear, or are they? I know the oak is probably high up on the material.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, here's the thing: oak flooring would be the kind of the industry standard, right? And it looks beautiful.
Correct.
But here's the thing: if you want to try and save a little money and do a wood floor, typically what'll happen is a flooring contractor will spec what they call select and better. And select and better is essentially the highest grade oak flooring, 2 1/4 inch wide, you know, very few knots, mostly straight grain, and it's a really pretty floor. Now, the fact that we don't have a lot of old growth lumber anymore, there's a few more knots than what select and better was 30 years ago, but it's still a beautiful floor. But if you go with a number 2 or even a number 1, that has a lot more knots and a lot more color variation, that wood costs less. And It looks great. It's a more relaxed look, Kathy, than the Select and Better. So it's a little more, in my opinion, a little more homey. And I'll give you an example. I mentioned earlier that I own a rental property, and I built it back in the mid-90s. And when we did that rental property, on the first floor in all the units, it has oak flooring. Because I made the decision that I was going to keep this building long-term and that I could come in every, you know, 7 or 8 years, if not longer, and resand the floors and make them look brand new. Over the last couple of years, I've been renovating the apartments, and I have refinished the floors. It's number one shorts, meaning that the boards are short. They've got a lot of wood knots and coloration in them. And let me tell you, all refinished brand new. It looks brand new. And everybody comes in and goes, oh, my gosh, I love the floor. It's so cool looking. And, you know, not that I'm that smart, but that's what we did. And from a long-term perspective, it's just smart to refinish the floors. I think I spent $800 per apartment.
Yes. Much, much different than having to refloor. Absolutely.
Right, right.
Is there a contractor in my area that you could suggest that I work with?
I've done business with a contractor for over 25 years. The company's name is Peter Flooring. Peter, like your name, Peter, Flooring.
Sure. I don't need
and they're
to
in Chicago,
that.
And if you look them up, you'll find the number.
Terrific. Thank you, Lou.
Good luck with your project, and I appreciate you calling this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate your advice.
Have a nice weekend. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is funny. So listen to this. I'm going to tell you about Gilkey Windows. My sister-in-law, Ann, is in the middle of a project. She owns a home by Wrigley Field. And she goes, you know, I'm putting those Gilkey windows in you told me about in my home. And I am so excited about that. Like, she hired a separate contractor to do the work on the home, but then she went and got Gilkey to bid on the sliding glass doors and the windows, and they're putting them all in there, and she's super excited. And the thing is, when I was talking with Ann about this, you know, she's like, should I go with, you know, she's naming all these brands, Marvin, and I go, yeah, those are all great, but I'm telling you, these Gilkey windows, these guys have been around for 40 years. There is a Mike Gilkey. They actually make the windows. They install the windows that they make. And, oh, by the way, they've actually been independently verified to be the country's most energy-efficient windows. And I told them, look, they custom manufacture. They professionally install them. No middlemen. And the Gilkey warranty is second to none. So for you listening right now, you can get up to 35% off on fiberglass or vinyl windows and doors. How about this? No interest financing for up to 12 months. If you want to learn more and visit them, you can go to their website, gilkey.com, but they'll come out, they'll set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate. Give them a call, 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY, or visit them online at gilkey.com. Choose vinyl or choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey.
This week, Chicago's Best is scouring the high seas. Marley tries crab in a bag, and Elliot reels in an old family fish recipe. It's Chicago's Best Seafood Sunday Night at 10 on WGN-TV. Hey, you can't do everything. Sometimes you need a little help. That's where Lou comes in, and he's taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Joe Brand, are you there?
I'm here.
Joe Brand, give me the top player on the Sox who is a Spanish-speaking player.
Any Spanish-speaking player on the White Sox?
Well, like a bit of player that, like, oh, man. I mean, I know certainly Jose Abreu, right?
Uh-huh.
Jose Abreu.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Joe Brand's going to help us out. Joe, you know what I want? I want to rejoin with one of those players for the House Smarts radio show in Spanish.
Okay.
And so I want him to say, like, hey, this is Jose Abreu. You're listening to House Smarts Radio, you know, on WGN 720, and then some kind of little anecdotal thing in Spanish, all in Spanish. I want to be the Beto O'Rourke of home improvement radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like this.
I'm not saying a political thing, but just the fact that he answered that question in Spanish You know, right out of the box?
Right.
Maybe we have some people that speak Spanish that listen to House Smarts Radio.
Okay. And, you know, spread our demographic a little bit more, you know?
Right.
Widen the horizon.
Me llamo Luis. ¿Cómo estás usted?
Muy bien.
Yeah, see? My daughter Mallory, who is a Spanish minor, in less than 3 weeks is heading off to Buenos Aires to study abroad. She leaves on the end of this month and will be there until November.
It's fun.
Well, we should get Mallory to do it. But
wow, all right. That was solved pretty quickly.
Mallory! We'll get Mallory up here. No,
I understand the phrase a Spanish minor, but it's funny the way you said my daughter is a Spanish minor.
She's but I'm bump right. Yeah. So
I'm trying frantically to look for an. I wanted so badly to be like, come on, Lou. We could have just talked to
player. I said Jose Abreu.
I know, but what about like? There's one that I I'm nervous.
No, it's
or
it's,
you know what would be great, Ricky Renteria, because Ricky Renteria.
That would be good.
Ricky Renteria. He's the manager. Mm-hmm. He, you know, I mean, not
bilingual.
Any other he's bilingual. I always like Ricky Renteria I was really mad at the Cubs when they fired Rick Renteria because he got shafted by the Cubs.
Did you know Rick Renteria also used to be the manager of the Kane County Cougars?
No way.
He's the only guy ever to be the manager of the Cubs, White Sox, and Kane County Cougars.
He was not. I didn't like how he got treated by the Cubs. I was so happy when he ended up managing the Sox. I was like, good for him.
I agree,
and he's a good guy.
He is,
yeah.
And that's why the Sox went with them because of the bilingual thing for one, too, because you can relate to so many players on so many different levels. But he's a very a popular guy in the clubhouse. He's one of those players managers,
and my understanding of what I read, I mean, he's a good baseball man. I mean, he really
Absolutely.
Knows his stuff. Right, right,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, Lindsay, Rick Renteria.
What's that?
Rick Renteria. Yeah. I need a rejoin.
Will do. On it,
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Catherine is on the line in Lake Forest. Catherine, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Now I'm near Cubs Park. So, anyway, Lou, we have a cottage that the walls were finished with some kind of sanded treatment. And years ago, there was a product, I think it was called Maxim Paint, that you could paint on the cedar furniture, would really soften it up without too much, still fill in the cracks and stuff. Is there a heavier kind of paint that we could put on these walls that feel kind of scratchy or sandy?
So
without having to sand the whole
thing. Wait. Are we talking about an interior or an exterior?
Interior.
And so you have cedar on the walls?
No, some kind of sandy texture.
Some kind of sandy texture on the wall, so it's like a plaster or a drywall.
Drywall, yeah.
And you want to put something on it so that it's not as sandy?
Right, because it is kind of scratchy.
Well, what are you doing on those walls, Catherine?
It's a tiny cottage. If you're on a twin bed, you're going to hit the wall.
Okay. There are heavier coatings of paint that you could use, but it's still going to have that texture. I think that the only way that you're going to really kind of smooth it out a little bit is you're going to have to do some sanding and knock down what that... Right, but I mean, here's the thing. If you're going to do it, you would, since it's a tiny cottage, we're not talking about a ton of space, and rent a, or you get an orbital, random orbit sander, and sand the walls down a little bit. And then after you do that, go ahead and repaint them with a good interior paint, like a paint and primer in one, to, you know, get a coating over the top, but it has to start with sanding first. And when you're done, it should be a little smoother than what you have right now. Catherine, I appreciate the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time. Quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Can't touch this.
I've got a white Corian sink, but there's that gray spidering.
Can't touch this.
A couple chipmunks get in my garage. I think they died. Can't
touch this. The tenant allowed the dog to urinate on the wooden floor.
Break it down.
Oh, nice. Did you put that in the lease? Feel free to let the dog urinate inside the apartment.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Good morning, everybody. Enjoy the cornflakes.
And House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Hola, este es Rick Renteria y estás enchucanado la radio inteligente con Lou Manfredini.
How can you do that but not spell things?
Now I know where you've been this past news break. Right.
She couldn't see me. I was sitting down and I was doing Google Translate. That would be what we need Rick Renteria to see. I said, hi, this is Rick Renteria and you're listening to House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini. Hola, este es Rick Renteria y estás escuchando la radio inteligente. I like that. See the inteligente, the smarts? That's good, right? Con Lou Manfredini, right? That's good. Wait, how about this? We don't need them. No. I'll just pretend I'm them. So then I could say, hola, este es Juan Mancado, right? I could do that, right?
I don't know if that's going to work.
That would be illegal?
Yeah. We might get a call.
Hi, this is Rick Renteria's lawyer, and we've sent you a cease and desist. You're pretending to be Rick Renteria. I like that.
I'm not sure if you like that.
Can we make that happen before next week, please?
On it.
One little quickie. Joe, do you go to the ballpark? No, Joe, you're not at the ballpark, right? Hey, how about Andy Mazur?
How about Andy Mazur?
Andy likes me. He's my friend.
Well... I guess this wouldn't be the best. This wouldn't be the best time to tell you, but Andy's not too fond. No, I'm kidding.
Andy and I go way back. Just stick the microphone in his face and say, "Hey, say this. We need it on a card. We need it, right? We need it.
Just a
slate,
we
need to print it out so that it's easy, right? Just this is, you know,
this is all we need you to say.
Yeah, real quick,
we'll get it here.
Honestly. You know what? I think he's talking with Rick Renteria on Sunday before Sunday's game. Kind of a State of the Union before the first half officially ends.
Get Andy Mazur on the phone. Stop.
Talk to Dave Zaslavsky. That's who you want to talk to.
Dave Zaslavsky. I chatted with him on the radio first. Oh no, I met him at the station for the first time ever, and he's been involved with the Sox forever.
Right.
Nice guy. Really nice guy.
He might be your in.
Lindsay?
See.
Show's over at 10.
Vamanos.
312. Vamos, not Vamanos. Vamos. Yeah, it's Vamos, not Vamanos.
False.
Huh? I don't know.
Isn't Vamanos for all of us?
Let us all move on.
Right.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Bob is in Elgin. Bob, you don't have to listen to any of this. How can I help you?
Good morning, Lou. I think I have an R-U-S-T spell of S-T-A-I-N-S in the toilet bowl.
Okay, what does all that mean?
That means that I had what I found eventually was a flapper that was allowing a very slow leak into the bowl.
Okay.
And I was able to get that solved by changing the flapper and putting a little plumbing lubricant on the lip. But... as a result of its having had that leak for, I don't know if it was a couple of months or so, there are about 6 or 8 tracks from the rim of the bowl down to the bottom. And I was wondering if adding maybe half a cup of CLR into the tank, allowing that to mix, and then not completely emptying the tank, but maybe allowing a cup or a cup and a half to run into the bowl and then just leave it. In other words, maybe do that very late at night, and then that would have a solution of that CLR, or is there something else that might be able to be applied directly to the stain in the bowl? Or there's actually several streaks, 6 to 8 streaks, to get them out of the bowl. It's a white porcelain, and you seem to have kind of a stain theme this morning.
Yeah. Well, the CLR thing would work, but it would take longer. I mean, you could probably get away with using the CLR and just scrubbing it, and if you happen to have a bottle of that at home, then what I would just do is put on a pair of rubber gloves and a Scotch-Brite pad, and I would pour, you know, a cup or so of the CLR into the water that's in the bowl itself, and just gently with not a super amount of pressure, but just a nice even pressure around there, you probably would wipe all those stains up easily. If that does not work, then a product, actually we talked about earlier this morning, that a woman etched her countertop with, it is a product called Wink. And Wink makes a toilet bowl cleaner that comes in a small brown bottle, and you put that in there, it'll clean that stain up right away.
How do you
and
spell
that?
It?
It's W-H-I-N-K.
Very good.
And thank you. And there's an H. And so you would put that in the bowl and clean it up. But the other thing, too, what you may want to do, Bob, I mentioned another product for cleaning the tank called Hurricane. And that you would put overnight in the tank, and it sort of acts as Alka-Seltzer in the tank to kind of scrub it, and then you flush it in the morning. That will probably help clean everything out so that you don't have this staining issue returning.
Well, I wasn't sure that the stain was coming from the tank, but I thought it was because of the slow leak, and then it was...
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then because it didn't have a constant or just a short exposure of a heavy flow, it had that constant slow flow, and I think it may have rusted or created a little bit of rust in the track in the rim, and then that dripped or ran down into the bowl. So I don't think it did.
Well,
the tank doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, it may actually have been, since you changed the flapper, you know, what happens to the flappers over time, they become kind of, stiff, and then they start to break apart a little bit, and you can get the breakdown of that flapper itself, and that residue that's coming off of that under a slow leak is probably what you're seeing on there from the actual breakdown and of the flapper itself. And so try the CLR. If that works, then you're golden. You may have a bottle of it sitting around. If not, try this product called Wink. It does a really nice job and should do the trick. Thank you so much for the phone call. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name is Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's All Spanish Senior Fix-It, House Smarts Radio, Casa Inteligente. And when we are going to leave, all of us, we are going to vamos. We are not going to vamonos, Joe Brand.
Oh, Joe Brand.
What happened to Joe Brand?
He went to go grab food.
He went to vamos.
Yeah, so you got to hold on, giving him a hard time until he gets back.
Comida.
Jen DeSalvo, do you habla español?
No, poquito.
Uh-huh. Okay, Lindsay, high and mighty on her Google Translate. So wait. Let's say this. Well, let's back up the story. You said when the whole Smithwick family gets in the car, your handsome husband says...
What do we say, kids? And we all, as a family, 4 years, have been saying, Vámonos, muchachos!
Right. And when you go to the Google Translate, Vámonos means...
Handcuffs.
And
handcuffs?
Go to the Google...
Handcuffs.
Handcuffs. And when you go to the Google Translate and you put in Vámonos...
I wasn't expecting that. Vámonos means... We go.
All vamos.
Right. Do you want me to help you off that horse of yours right now? Here, let me just...
Please notice the tail of my peacockness right now as I'm up there. All the beautiful colors of my peacockness. And I would love to take all the credit for it, but it's the daughter who speaks Spanish that always corrects me.
I mean,
so
I'm
it's
glad
really
that we,
Mallory.
I cannot wait to tell the story to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Handcuffs, kids, come
here
on!
Here we go, kids. All you kids put the handcuffs on and get in the car. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Bernie is in Aurora. Bernie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call, Lou.
Thank you for putting up with all this, Bernie.
I was going to say something in Polish, but I don't. Mine isn't that good. But anyway, we live in Aurora. We live in a ranch house with a finished basement. Since all the rains have come about in this area, in our master bedroom, and then to the east, there's a wall, and then the master bathroom. We've had ants come out of that wall. Some of them have come into the bathroom. Some have come into the bedroom. We've used various sprays. My wife is very, the commercial sprays bother her. So I've looked online. I mixed up some stuff with peppermint oil and tea oil and, stuff like that. There's not a lot, there's no line of them, but there's, this morning she woke up, she found maybe 8 of them, and she also found some of 2 or 3 with wings. Now, what can we do short of calling an exterminator?
The thing that you're talking about right now, because of all the rain, the ant problem is like an epidemic. The amount of emails and questions that I'm getting about ants is just incredible. I mean, really is incredible.
I believe it.
So there's 3 approaches here, 3 products that I really like to use that are very different manufacturers, and I have found that it works really well in combination. A, around the perimeter of your home, I want you to buy a product by Bonide called Revenge, which is a shake, and it is a food that you're going to shake around the perimeter of the home that they're going to take, and it's going to help to limit the amount of ants that are trying to make their way into your home because they're going to find a food source around the perimeter of the home, okay? A spray that I really like. I'm sorry?
Give me the spelling of that.
You're funny. Revenge. Like Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide, Revenge.
Right, got it.
Okay, and you're going to sprinkle that around the perimeter. Then there is a spray. Now, if your wife is sensitive to the sprays, this might not be right for you, but I really like this spray called TAT, T-A-T. Comes in a red and white bottle that you're going to use as a spray, super effective. And then inside, I want you to use, and this is for TAP. Inside, I want you to use Taro Ant Bait Stations. And that is going to help feed those ants on the inside as well. And what I tell people all the time, the risk is you end up seeing more ants initially when you put that bait out there. But after a couple of days, you'll limit the exposure. The high moisture is a huge problem. It continues to drive them in because we're flooding the lawns and the outside where they live. And they're like, I got to come in where it's dry. And, oh, by the way, there's food in here. So that combination of those 3 products, keeping things as clean as possible, you should be able to keep this ant problem under control. Bernie, thanks so much for the phone call. We are going to take a quick break and be back right after this. Time to Vominos. Time for Lou's last call. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Fergie, for pushing the buttons. Lindsay for producing. Jen DeSalvo over on news. And Joe Brand for doing sports. And real quick, our little Spanish tutorial. We evidently had some misspelling. We do a lot of spelling today. What happened?
So, Vominos, I don't know how to say it. But that's handcuffs. I couldn't help but notice that right below my translation, I was not entirely off. The Smithwick clan has been on it. Vamos typically means let's go to a destination, and vamonos is more let's leave this place.
All right.
So come on, vamonos. Take your last call.
Okay, well, Mallory still says it's vamos. I'll clear this all up with her and get back to you. I'll get back to you next week on the proper grammar. But real quick, though, let's talk to Ruth, who's in Lincolnshire. Ruth, you're our last caller. Good morning.
Oh, gosh, I feel special. I love you, Lou. Anyway, I have out of my terrace an umbrella at the table and a swing, which is a 3-person swing, so it has a long cushion on it. They're yellow, and they need to be cleaned. And I can't do it myself. Can you help me?
You
find someone to do that?
To come and clean that stuff for you?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Can you take it in somewhere? I don't know who you're going to get to come. I don't know who you're going to get to come to your home to clean that. If you could take it in to perhaps a full service cleaning service, they may be able to do something like that. Or if you want to try doing it yourself, I would use a product. I would try and use you could, since it's an awning and a fabric, you can use Wet and Forget. And they have a spray bottle that you can put on there. You can spray it on, and then within 30 days or so, it's going to work just fine for you.
Okay, it's a canvas, so that'll work on that.
Yeah, it'll work fine on a canvas for sure. So try that Wet and Forget product, okay?
I'll try that. Yeah, because I can't take the umbrella in, but I'll try it, and I'll look around for the cushion.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning, and John Williams is standing by. Hello, John.
Let's go. Vamanos.
Or vamos.
Not bananas.
Did you have a nice 4th of July?
I did, Lou, and I got to tell you, I was thinking about you a little bit this morning. The temperature on the 4th of July hit 90 degrees in Anchorage. Yeah. What was it when you were there?
I mean, it wasn't 90, but we were watching some videos about it, you know, when we were on the ship, and evidently even earlier before we got there, they had temperatures in the 80s, which they didn't know what to do with themselves.
90 by 5 degrees breaks the record. I mean, the highest they'd ever had was 85. It was not, you know, so normally you go 1, maybe 2, 5 degrees just crushed it, they say.
That's crazy.
You were there at
that
the right time.
Crazy. Yeah, really nice. All right. Well, have a great show, sir. Nice chatting with you.
Always a pleasure to visit with Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It, as he solves your problems unless you have a language problem.